You're listening to WHQR. Right now, it's time for the midday interview. This is Gina Gamboni. I'm in today for Jamila Erickson. Today in the studio, I have Anthony Lawson, a local actor and director and writer and many other things that we won't talk about today. He's here as the director of Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People?
Just good people.
Actually, that's just good people. But the question is, why do bad things happen to good people?
I think that's pretty much the tagline.
That's the tagline. Also, here is Claire Bennett, and she is in the play Good People. And this is being put on by the Thalian Association at the Red Barn Theater. And I'm really happy to have both of you here.
Thank you.
It's good to be here.
Great. So, first of all, I will tell folks that this opens on Thursday. Is that correct?
Yes.
So Thursday night is the opening, and it is playing through the end of August. Now, tell me a little bit about this show. Anthony, why don't you start? You're the director.
What does that mean? I don't have to take that, really.
Yes, you do. You have to tell me about this show.
Okay.
And tell me particularly, why did you decide to direct it?
Why? Mm-hmm. David Loudermilk asked me if I would direct it, and I said yes. So that's the main reason why. It was an interesting story. He saw me on the street. He asked if I had read the play, and I was a block away from the library. So I went down there, checked it out. 2 hours later, I called him. I said, I want to direct this play. Uh-huh. Many reasons. All the stuff that I've directed in town has been fairly lighthearted. Mm-hmm. I've done, musicals, and I've done a lot of comedies. And there is comedy in the show, but it was more grounded than anything else I had done. And it was really a class piece, which up till now has been kind of reserved for British theater. Yeah. In American theater, there always has to be like really a main plot, device that is a huge, huge part of the play. And this was more about communities and how they act with each other and the place that you live. It takes place in South Boston, known as Southies, and that's a very distinct culture. Just kind of delves into how they treat each other and what they do for each other during hard times.
Right. And this is a modern
piece. Yes, very modern.
And I know that the guy who wrote this piece, the playwright, whose name is, let's find it here, David Lindsay Hebert.
Yes.
And he wrote the music for Shrek, the musical, right? Is that correct?
He's done a few things. He did the Oz, the Great and Wonderful. He did Rise of the Guardians, but he also wrote Rabbit Hole.
With Nicole Kidman.
That very uplifting, feel-good piece. It's so depressing.
but this is not a musical.
This is not a musical. This is a as we call it, straight show.
And is it set in modern times?
It's modern. Everything's modern, and it's set in South Boston. But the story relates to anyone. A lot of times in rehearsals, we kept talking about how we had gone through the same exact hardships very recently.
Well, that's interesting, Claire. Claire, who is playing Jean,
yes,
in the show. Tell me some of the hardships that the cast could relate to in this production.
Well,
if you can.
Jean, sure. Jean's nickname is the Mouthy from Southie. Mm-hmm. She is very rough around the edges. She is also extremely loyal and faithful to her friends, but they've been through some hard times economically. They live pretty much day to day. They're blue-collar people. They don't know where their next job is coming from, which happens to a lot of us sometimes.
She's trying to say we're all poor.
Right. And it really boils down to what makes a good person. Is it really how far they've come economically or job-wise, or is it the relationships they build and what they do for each other, which is really interesting.
So what's the answer? Or do we have to see the play?
You have to see the play.
Okay.
And you might still have questions.
Really?
Yes.
The main question is what makes a person good? Mm-hmm. Is it their deeds? Is it the money they give? Is it, the way that they perceive others? You're left with the question, what makes a good person?
So is it as simple as, we all know that money doesn't make a good person. We know that.
I haven't been able to figure that out yet.
David, I'm sorry, not David. Anthony, it's true.
It is.
I'm looking at David Loudermilk's name on here. money does not make a good person. We know that. Is it more complicated?
I think it's more complicated. I grew up in New England, so I was a lot closer to this culture of South Boston, and of course grew up a Red Sox fan, but I grew up during the busing crisis in Boston, and the play does touch on that. And that's really a critical point in which divides this cast, and not necessarily in a split black and white division, but there are certain things that have happened during that crisis that come up in the play that I think makes it even more, it's a lot deeper than you think of just kind of a, you know, working class group of friends talking and sitting around a kitchen or a bingo
parlor.
What
is the busing crisis?
Back in 74, it started, and it actually lasted until 1988. There was forced busing between two of the parts of Boston, South Boston and Roxbury, black neighborhoods and white neighborhoods. And some of the white kids were forced to go to some of the high schools in the black neighborhoods and vice versa. It became very violent. There were a few deaths. There was a lot of yelling. They had 500 policemen around a high school with 400 students. And if you read back on the history, it's really not a very pretty part of Boston's history. And I think it plays a crucial role in the play.
Because a lot of the characters, they're at an age that they grew up at that time. They were teenagers when that was going on. So
now, is this kind of thing presented as a race issue or as a class issue?
Class, race,
everything.
I mean, it touches on life.
Status, education, it really touches on so many things. That's what makes it such a great play.
And it tries not to push one issue in your face too much. It's very even across the board.
You know, these issues are very relevant to Wilmington, North Carolina.
Very.
Yes, they are.
Just FYI. So that's great. The status of the characters on stage, that's one of my favorite dramatic exercises is status games. And it's revealing about our culture. Do you have a mixture of folks, or is it all lower class characters, or
basically imagine that you had a group of friends that went to school, and all of you went the way that you were supposed to, given where you were in life. You were poor. The best you could hope to be is like the manager of a dollar store, kind of thing. And one of those friends broke out and actually became something like a doctor or a lawyer or someone that made a lot of money, and then they came back. Mm-hmm. How would you deal with that friend? How would you perceive that person? That comes up in the show as well.
Right. Well, then you go borrow money, right?
Well, you at least look for a job.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell folks listening this play, Good People, August 7th through the 30th. It opens this Thursday, and this is at the Red Barn Studio Theater. It's the performances are at 7:30. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep.
At 7:30, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with a Sunday matinee at 3:00. And the Red Barn Studio is located at 1122 South 3rd Street in downtown Wilmington. And I want to give you a phone number. I think I have one here. I'll tell you what, I'm going to look for that phone number. But tell me, so we have Claire Bennett here, and this is her first play in Wilmington, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, it's my first play in a while. I did a lot of theater in New York and took some time off. I have two children who are now becoming young men, and it's time to get back. And this was a perfect opportunity to come back. I love this play.
That's great.
And I love the people working in it. It's just been a great experience.
That's exciting. And welcome to the play world. You've been here for 10 years,
yes.
I know. But
thank you.
Great. That's exciting stuff. And Anthony, what would you really like for our community to know about this show? About this show. Why should we watch it?
They'll relate to it. They'll be entertained. If they don't see themselves in it, which they will, they'll see their friends in it. Mm. They'll understand what these characters are going through and more than likely take something from it. Not everyone will take the same thing, but they'll enjoy it because they'll ultimately be seeing themselves on stage.
So it's a meaningful play.
I think yes. So, yes.
The characters are...
And fun and funny at
very
a lot of times.
Very funny. Oh, my God. So. There are times during rehearsals I couldn't breathe because there. I mean, you have to put some, with when you're dealing with you know, watching people struggle. You either laugh or you give up.
Isn't that? I think Richard Pryor has a great quote about you either laugh or you cry.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You cry. I mean, like, not just a few tears,
but
you are.
That's the only Richard Pryor quote you can get away with on radio.
On public radio, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. So this was Anthony Lawson, the director, and Claire Bennett, an actress, performing in Good People. And this is being produced by the Thalian Association at the Red Barn Studio. Opens on Thursday night at 7:30 p.m., running through the 30th of August. Thalian.org to find out more about tickets. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you so much, Claire. It's been really great having you. I'm really interested in this show, in this play.